The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Living with Christ for March, a quote from our Dominican brother Vincent Ferrer appears at the end of the liturgical readings for this second Monday of Lent. His quote is, "At the very instant when you forgive your enemy, God will forgive you." I disagree with Vincent. I say that boldly because over the past months, in preparation for the mission that I preached at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish in Aurora, Ohio, I have been poring over the work of Karl Rahner. Rahner makes perfectly clear, and I believe so does Jesus, that so fiercely are we loved by God that we are forgiven even before we do any wrong. Forgiven before we do any wrong. As in the words of Rahner, we are each an event of the free and radical self-communication of God. God continually resides within us, making himself available to us at all times. God's love is constant. God is not hampered by fickle moods and feelings. Ever with us, God leads us and prods us. Even in our sin, God remains. Paul tells us that where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. What then do we make of this gospel challenge given by Jesus? I think the burden is on us. When we refrain from judging others and condemning others, we are more open to receiving God's ever-present grace. When we readily forgive others, we do so standing in God's grace and therefore know of his deep love working within us. When we live abundantly for others, we open ourselves more and more to God's abundant life within us. People who live pinched, narrow, and fearful lives close themselves to the abundance of God within them. They leave very little room for God to work. When we live open to life, receiving all the day holds as gift, and pour forth as much energy as we have in our interactions throughout the day, we are in the day as open vessels. And living in this way, God has the freedom to move about within us, leading us more and more and more into himself. That's how God lives. The persons in the Trinity constantly pour forth themselves into one another, never holding back. They are in continual communion. We can be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, in that we can live openly in communion with God and with one another. We can live after the fashion of God. The burden of choice is on us, and God waits daily for our choosing.